Rabbi will take you now.
We will.
Right. And we're all set for 9:30 in the morning.
Thank you.
Now, I have this open, Heather White. This is a conference that we like to record whenever the Rup is here. But the last couple of times, the recording did not work.
It did not work?
It did not.
When I, last time?
Last time it worked, and the immediate previous. But then we've been using a backup just in case.
Oh.
Do you know how to use it?
No.
Fine. So if Rabbi Aza comes, he's going to be able to do the backup. And I'll ask you to do the the numbers when they say
number one.
Continue this one. Okay.
That's what it says.
Okay.
Very good.
You're going to call up now.
You call her.
I'm going to call her now, right?
You
call
her.
If you call her, tune in
the
back earlier.
Right.
The Rabbinical Council of America.
He's entering the conference.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Give it fine.
He's entering the conference.
I didn't hear it.
Hello?
Hello, we're here. Everybody signed in. We're all waiting.
Signed in.
Is everybody there?
Wait, I gotta get the material.
Oh, it's right here.
Mark Wiener.
He's entering the conference.
Gedalia Bill 4th, 19 March 2008. Okay, it's on record.
The topic of today's here, as announced, has to do...
Do I have to press anything here?
I don't know why they have to press anything. Mm-hmm. He did it.
Okay.
The topic of today's here, as announced, has to do with the subject of the Sudas Purim when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. That's the theme, because in simple terms, the Ramor, the Simon Tufley, Tzadik Hei, and Erechaim, when it talks about the aim of Sudas Purim, just very simply says that you should do it b'shachus.
Michael Balinski.
Categorically that way.
He's entering the conference.
However, from the simplest standpoint, that's the easiest thing to do. You avoid all problems. The major problem is about being koveya a suda on Erev Shabbos. And there are prohibitions on koveya suda on Erev Shabbos at certain times because they're liable to interfere with the eating of the suda Shabbos with teyavon. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions another possible reason. It's not just a question of the idea of not eating a proper suda. It should not be called an achila gasa, sort of a type of meal that is forced on a person and really doesn't have any appetite to do that. A person comes into Shabbos should be with teavon, with tava, with desire, with an appetite as far as eating it is concerned. The Mishnah Berurah mentions another tangential thing, that if you eat a suda on Erev Shabbos, that is, will impinge on the suda of Shabbos, it's like a zilzal of Shabbos, as if to say, well, I can eat whatever I want now, and I'll just have a little snack on Shabbos, which is sort of the idea of a zilzal. So the main point of not being kaveya, generally a suda kavua on Erev Shabbos, is it should not impinge on the enjoyment and the eating of the Suda Shabbos would be with Rosh Shabbos. Now, what we're going to do today is how do we deal, and that's where it's going to come out on a practical basis, very realistic basis. It's very easy to say, if you follow the Ramah, people have jobs, professions, they're busy every single day of the week, and Erev Shabbos is no exception. And if you have to celebrate a Purim Suda sometime before Chatzos, which is the suggested time, makes it for a lot of people problems. Some people won't even have the opportunity to have a real Suda Purim. Just having like somebody once said to me recently, well, I'll have a big sandwich at work and that's where I'll celebrate it. That's not a real celebration of a Suda. The Suda, the way it's described in the Pesukim, should have an element of a gathering of people with a simcha. There has to be not just an individual taking a snack, whatever it is. So in order to understand this whole thing of the Suda on any Erev Shabbos, so we would take a look at the sugya which discusses this, actually on the next big yantar, the big yantar of Pesach. The last Pesach of Sochin is Avreich Sochin, where if you take a look on sheet number one, that's the text of Sochin, that's the text on the days, where it says Erev Sochin or Avreich Sochin, whatever the gifts is. Now, first of all, I'm just saying that to go into every aspect of this sugya is not enough time. It's something that would take shiurim in yeshiva. I want to just run through the basic principles and go through the bureau of the Rishonim, how they handle this particular problem of a sudas mitzvah, which is described in the Gemara, on an Erev Shabbos, or even on an Erev Pesach. That's what this sugya has in it. It's the components. And out of that, we'll draw our conclusions as far as the sudas purim on Erev Shabbos, as it comes out this year. So, well, first of all, there's a general rule not to be kaveya a suda on Erev Shabbos. But what about a suda mitzvah? A suda mitzvah is something, if you have a bris on Erev Shabbos, you have a bris on Erev Shabbos.
For the morning.
So the main question is, how can you schedule it to work that it should not impinge on the suda of Shabbos, such that all your konos with Shabbos have to come in, kishehu, in other words, is in a state of power. They have your desire to eat the suda. It's already stuffed, so to speak, during the day. How is it going to celebrate the Shabbos? Now with Purim, we have an extra dimension of celebration. Not only have the celebration, the Achila, there's also a gather of the Shia, which I'm not going to go into all the aspects, but that's important. It's how you're going to come into Shabbos. How do we schedule this? How do we work it out? So the Amor says very simply, that's our sort of the Shabbos. That's it. That's in tough faith, Sadiqay. But as I said before, I want to make it realistic as much as possible to see how people can handle it. So let's run through the Mishnah. So as you start out, Erev Sochin, Avreich Sochin, Samach L'Mincha. Close to Mincha. Now what does Samach L'Mincha mean? All that Rashi says here, remember here you have Rashi and the Rashbam, the grandfather and the grandson. So The Kedem, so Rashi just says, Kedem Mincha. Now, which Mincha is he talking about? There's a Mincha Gedela, there's a Mincha Ketana. Now, the Mincha Gedela is the time what you have in the earlier hours after Chatzos. You have when you first can daven, for example, at a half hour after Chatzos, that's the time of Mincha Gedela. That's in the Mincha Gedela. And what you have also is you have also Mincha Ketana. Now, Mincha Ketana is the Zman of actually of the way it's the Chesed is Teisha Shoros Umasa. That's the 2 and 9. Now, you divide the day. Remember, we're talking about Shoros Manios. The relative hours. Well, it could be an hour of 60 minutes, which is Shoros Manis, and which is Shoros Shavos, equal hours, and Shoros Manios, relative to the same length of the day. That's the Cheshbenis that we have also for El Pesach. So Mincha Ketana would be Pesach Shoros Umatza. I think according to the Cheshben in Chicago, I have in, back there in my office, I think the Mincha Ketana, the time is 4:31. 4:31, I'm talking about daylight savings time. 4:31 is the time of Mincha Ketana. So if you so keep that in the back of your mind. So Samach LeMincha doesn't say Ham Samach LeMincha, but the Rashbam, if you take a look at the Rashbam, right down there, what is he says? Avi Tzom Tzom LeMincha Mincha Ketana Kedem LeMincha Maat Chotzi Shor. He says a half hour before the Tchilas Shor Asiris, at the beginning of the 10th hour, because once you count 9, you're going into the 10th hour. You know, we always forget that. 9 means the conclusion already of 9 hours. Then you go and see the 10th hour. It's none. Tommy, and then we learn it out from Kabbalah. Tommy Nishchat, B'Shmeinu Amatza, B'Kora B'Tishu Amatza. Nimseis Mincha Ketana, this is the Rashbam, B'Tesh B'Tishu Amatza, Somech Lei, Haina Chotzi Shor, Kedem. B'Seif, Shor, at the end of the conclusion, otherwise when we're about to count 9, in that half hour before we count 9, the 9th hour, that would be Samuch LeMincha Ketana, Utsila Shoah Sivish, which is close to, right next to the 10th hour. So let's proceed in the Mishnah. And we don't have to dwell too much on this because we want to get to the points that we're trying to illustrate. He says, so you can't, Lo Yechol Odom Aksha Tetzach, until it's dark. I feel the oni should be Yisroel, lo yechol ad sheyoseh. Oni should be Yisroel, should not eat until he has to, although he's an oni, he's a, what we say in the lowest station of life, nevertheless, he has to have a siva. Lo yitzchusu lo mi'ab keiser shel yayin v'afilu min ha'tamkli. Even if you have to give it from the, what we call the public soup kitchen. Now, let's go right into the Gemara here. The question is, what's so special about Erev Pesach? My Ilya Abed Tzachim, Afila Abed Shabbatus, V'yamin Tevin Nami. Any Erev Shabbos, any Erev Yantav, Yisanya lo yechol adam bi'ag abaisa, Abed Shabbatus, V'yamin Tevin, Yinamin Cholamayla, today, and here's the reason, she is Kornesh L'Shabbos Kishahu Shava, that he has desire for the Suddhas, Divei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to dispense with this. Oichol the Heilech Ad Shetesha. He can continue eating until it gets dark. So the question, so why is the Erev Pesach different? It's Omer Abed, because the Mishnah doesn't even bring in any aspect of a Machlekes involved. It seems to be an accepted opinion. We see that there are two opinions by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantzis. The Chiddush of this Mishnah, talking about Pesach, is according to Rabbi Yosi. Why? That you can go and eat until it gets dark. Ani Mila, the Avi Shabbos, the Yom Tovim. Aber the Erev HaPesach, Mishum Chiyuv the Matzah Meida. But Erev Pesach, because of the Chiyuv of Matzah, the special dimension where you're dealing over here with a Chiyuv of eating a certain shear deraisa and everything else, there that would be want to be machmer. So even according to Rabbi Yossi, should not eat Erev Pesach, though he holds on any Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you're only interfering maybe with the concept of you might not be hungry enough and so forth. But here you might get involved in not even fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Person said, I can't eat the shear of the covetous desire. So I'm full, or I'm not going to have any kavona to do that. He's just going to do it by rote. He's not going to have any appetite for it. So that's the chiddush. And so even by matzah, he's made it. Papa, I'm a pilotain of Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you cannot do this. Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot. You know, when he quotes the Brisa says, "Be'avi Shabbat Yom Yitzayim Him for a Mila Kedesh Yekonis L'Shabbat Shutal Rabbi Yehuda." So even this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hashem Be'avi Shabbat Yom Yitzayim and Amin for a Mila Huda also. Some of them Mincha Shori. Right, close by the Mincha is Mutter. Avo Be'avah Pesach. I feel that some of them Mincha Nami also. That would mean even in the Samach, even the extra half hour. You couldn't do it. Some of them in an army also. Well, they have Shabbos, some of them in an so what's up? The Gemara asked. Does that mean Uveel? So what are you trying to say? Uveel Shabbos, some of them in Kishori is Mutter, an ordinary Shabbos, which is different than Pesach. Well, Tanya, whatever, what on the El Shabbos, Yom Tovim, he takes a shore from a Mila, Pesach, Shabbos, Yisru, Saba, Diva, Rabbi Yehuda. So then again, that's a contradiction. And we see over here that the heir of Shabbos, the heir of Yom Tov, that he said he also prohibits it. So on the Ma'azutra, Ma'an Le'malon, the Matarachse, who says actually that that your answer that you gave before is a proper one. He says, Dilma Mishabestahi. In other words, that's not the correct answer. The way Rashi says it in the Rashbam, that he said, Rahochi boy le lameima. They all go to boy lameima. This is the way you should have learned it. The Pesha Shor Shil Master the Eila. That's the way it should state. It should agree with the previous statement and so forth. And there is no difference as far as that particular time is. So now, Omelei Mereima Vitema Ravyema, Noi Gloria Lepirke de Ratinfus Breda Rabami. I happened to be visiting, I was attended the Shir, Ratinfus Breda, the son of Rabami, become Tana, and in those times at Amaroyim, the one who expounded Brises and everything else got up, and he quoted Vatani Kamei, the Kivla Menei. He learned this in his particular presence. So what does it mean? Yeah, this is the way it should be. Mitesha Shor Flamila. So that's the help between a Eil Shabbos and Eil Pesach. Yehochi, so that's the case, Yehochi Kasha. So, but we have a Kasha, you brought a Brisa that says that there isn't any difference. It's better to say like Rav Huna about what the Chiddush is. It was Rav Huna, remember, originally made the statement there in order to answer what is the particular Chiddush. Rav Huna made the previous statement that said that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is according to Rav Yossi, that Pesach is different. Pesach is that although all year round, El Shavi of Eichel Behelach Asher Pesach, El Pesach, you have to go away from it. So we can't make a chilik according to the other Tana, according to Rav Yehuda, between one and the other. That's the best test. So now we continue further here. We're going to come here to some actually possible conclusion. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna mi nicha, you think it's good according to Rav Huna? Oh, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, mi tema, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, mi erev ha-pesach. That you can't have anything in Amin Kolamayla, whatever that is. V'aloch Reb Yusuf, Reb Yosef be'el Shabbos. Aloch Reb Yehuda be'el Pesach, which means that there must be a machlekes. V'chlal, the Polig Reb Yosef be'tavayu. Reb Yosef disagrees with both. According to Rav Huna,
According to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi agrees with the Mishnah in Tzachin. It doesn't make, he makes, according to him, there's a chilek between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. But what you're saying over here is, he disagrees all over. He says, well, and he says, Halacha Miklal the Pligi Bahapsacha. He says, you know what you're arguing about? About not the question of when you start, but whether you stop. If you started a Suda before, Yisanya, here it is. Masikin the Shabbosas, Divrei Rav Yehuda, which means, he doesn't say what kind of a Suda, he's going to bring it up. You had us, you were having in the middle of a Suda on Erev Shabbos, and it's becoming Shabbos, now what do? You stop? Do you continue the Suda? Or not? What are you supposed to do? We're not talking about any aspect of Chil Shabbos per se, they're talking about the Hemshech of the Suda. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says you have to be master. Rabbi Yisayim ain't master. You're not master. Umaiser, and the question is, how do you make a hafsoka? We'll see that soon. Umaiser, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisayim. Remember, all these tanoim are there, especially with Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one that is very much machmer about coming into Shabbos, you're not hungry enough, and so forth. So, Shoyim Asubim Be'Ako, the Kiddush Aleim Ayom. Now, obviously, this was Erev Shabbos, and the question is, let's ask one side, what were they doing having a Suda Erev Shabbos? So, the Beforshim, the Shoyim say, must have been a Suda Mitzvah. Suda Mitzvah, whatever the Suda Mitzvah was, Fatin Yenaben, Abris, you know, whatever the Suda Mitzvah was. So, and all the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Gamliel, the Rabbi Yosi, the Rebbe, with same called Nafsik. He says, you know, if you want, let's the Nechus, the Divrei Yehuda Chavereinu. He said, look, what Yehuda's opinion is, you can't eat this late, you're going to eat with the enjoyment of Shabbos. So maybe let's be facious. I know that you don't hold that way. You hold, hey, Eichel Vahelach HaShepesha. But maybe we should be gracious for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Achavareinu, Amalo. So he said to him, "Bechol yom v'yom atam achavin dvorai v'shnei Rabbi Yehuda." He says, every day when I have an involved in an argument or a dispute with Rabbi Yehuda, and you hear about it, and you always favor me, you favor me. And now the asher atam achavin divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'fanai. Now you're being right in my presence. You're doing that? And you quote from the Megillah. This is the claim. Agam lizbav just a malchay mebabayit. I have this to say, this is the epitome of chutzpah. You're right. It's my presence. You're doing it. I mean, if you did it the other way, but right? Now I say, maybe we should ignore, so to speak, your tzach and hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei and Cain lo nafsik. So then let's not be nafsik. So if that happens, Shema yira talmidu, talmidim yikru halacha l'deilis. If the Talmidim see that we're not mafsik, they will be conveyed the halacha of the davis that if you're eating Erev Shabbos, you keep going. It'll be just like you. So, it was Amro lo zozo misham. So, what happened was, they achakova halachic Reb Yesi. They didn't move from there until they were conveyed. The halacha is like Reb Yesi. As if to say that you're not mafsik. That's what it comes out to. I mean, it made it clear that that's the way it should be. But the Gemara is not finished up with this, because here now we have... So that's, if you stop right then and there, it seems that the Tanoim are ready Paschen, like Rabbi Yosef. So, Omar, have you heard of Shmuel? He comes now, Ein halacha lo k'Reb Yehuda, v'lo k'Reb Yosef. The halacha is not like Reb Yehuda, you have to stop, in other words, before the taste of shores and everything else, you can't even get started, anything of that sort. And it's not like Rabbi Yosi is a ha'ichel v'heil ha'shepetza, but what you do is, you eat, but you do something at the Suda. And this is the thing, but we're going to come into Purim. What you do, literally, is saying that you take a cloth, cover over a mishnah, and you make kiddush. Make kiddush. Now, what's the substance of the kiddush? Is it a whole kiddush or not? That also we'll see. Because kiddush, you know, we have two parts. I'm just raising the question now. You make berit bri agafen, and then also you make the Kiddush Gvorim Asher Kiddush, the whole bracha of Kiddush. They're there. So the question is whether you do both or not. I'm raising that question now because it's going to be asked by some when it comes to the Purim Suda too. So anyhow, that's what you do. Peretz Mapu Mekadesh. Now what happens with Peretz Mapu Mekadesh? Now Rashi says very simple. He says, Ela Peretz Mapu Al Ashulchan Umekadesh Hayayim V'Chayzer V'Yayichol. You keep eating. Now it doesn't say anything. What about davening? Well, let's ask some practical questions. What about davening? Do you?
They can daven during this time.
This is a sort of Kabbalah Shabbos, no question about it.
I mean, there's no Chazogdi.
Yeah, that's right. The main thing they talk about all the time later, we'll see how it plays a role, a very important role, especially in regard to Purim, eating late and all of that. They only mention Arvis, Tfilas Arvis. The davening of Myers, you know. But they don't talk about, because Peretz Mapu Mekadesh is a act of Kabbalah Shabbos. You're making Kiddush. There is some act there of Kabbalah Shabbos.
So you're combining the benching and both meals?
Well, you're asking all the questions that we have to sort out. Let's say it's this Friday. Yeah. And it's like you're eating the Purim Suda, and you're going late. And I'm not going to tell you immediately what we do, because there's a lot of reasons. So you have to be concerned the following. If your parents mapa umekadesh and keep on eating when you bench, do you say amanisim? But if it's already Shabbos, do you say letzei?
Right.
And if you say letzei, it's a tati desatzer. It's tzeisa the amanisim, because if the day is over. You see, some say, and I'm jumping ahead, if you announce your toil, it's no problem.
So you
can say both. Let's not run ahead. Raising the questions. That's all, because that's what you have to keep in mind, how we sort this out. Above and beyond the question, how do you even get started in the afternoon and so forth? But remember, Suda's Purim is a Suda's mitzvah.
The Rebbe made a tefillah between, he was saying that kids say pretty quick effort without having the...
Yeah, we'll see in a moment. We'll see what the Rishonim talk about that.
But also,
there's another strange thing where you'll see a machlekes between the Rav Alphus and the Balamor. Just shortly. Just have to have a little patience over here. So this is what he says. Peres Mapa Umekadesh. Now, if you take a look at the Rajbam, where it says Lokir Rav Yosi, he says, the Oma ain't Tzorach Lahafsik. Remember, Rav Yosi Shita is Tzam. So he's saying, but the deen is not like that. And then he says something now. There's what he's saying. Because what the first case is for benching. That's the concept, the case for benching. Kiddush Hayom, Kiddush Ana, Kamish Maitan. Ela Peres. Mapa ala Michael Kedin Kol Shabbos Hashana Shehviu Lechem ala Shulchan Kedim Kiddush Kiddushana Come On. Or the concept is, what does Peretz Mapa show? It shows that we're going into a different level. In other words, what they used to have, and Tesis talks about it, that in the time of Chazal they ate like on the couches and little tables. Right. Portable tables.
Is this Gemara someplace else? Is there somewhere else like this? Is this the only place this Gemara?
This is the main mocker of this. They do talk about this a bit in Brochus, but this is the main mocker. Now, Dinami Mishum Silik Sailor, removing the table. The Ahakafayim and Kiddush Ayyim Alakos, Now here he doesn't say anything about benching. You notice that. Doesn't say anything about benching. He just said Kiddush Hayayim, and he continues, the near day nai, the Sriel and Shmuel, the Alohic Rabbi Yeshi, Kiddush Tani, the Baisha, Shekhov, Alohic Amesha, El Shabor Lahachmer Al Atzmai. This is a Chumer, he's saying. In other words, it's not a categorical statement that Shmuel is saying, Ein Halacha Lo Krebi Uda, Ein Halacha Lo Krebi Yeshi. He just, Shmuel is just saying that in principle, the Allah is going to be Yasi. But we have to be Machma. That's all. Tras, Shlo Yigma Tzudas of the Yakadish Ahraka, El Yakadish Kila, the Ahraka Yigma Tzudas of Yilo Tema Havi, Shmuel, the Amma Kaman. To a bride, who, like Shmuel is holding like whom? To a bride, the Dictoni Peres Mapa Makadish Lo Koi Ahavsokas Achila Klau. El Babor Lakadish Ata is coming. It doesn't talk about interrupting the meal. It just says keep eating. But in the, before you keep going in the eating, Peres Mapa Makadish. And Babor Lakadish on the left of the Shabbos, Lechatila Me'amayu, that's what it's talking about. So anyhow, he's going to bring, now let's go in the Amad days, and before we take a look at the Rav Alphas. So the Gemara continues. Amar Shmuel. No, before that. Well, Amar Rav Tachlifa Baravini Amar Shmuel Kishen Shemat speaking Lekiddush Kach Mat speaking Lehavdol. He says, "My, what does Mat speaking mean? Lav Lakir Shulchan." He says, that means you have to remove the table, the little table. He says, you don't have to go that far. He says, lo lamapa. It's only talking about lamapa. So, you know, Paris mapa. Now he brings an incident. Came to the Reis Galusa. Isa Taka Kamei. They brought the table before him. Now, when he's talking about what was happening at the Reis Galusa, if you take a look in the Rashi there, they're eating the El Shabbos. Of course, the Reis Galusa must have been a real solid meal, you know. We're talking about royalty here. The Kidesh Aleihem Hayayim, Uporos Mapo V'Kidesh. So that's what he's saying here. They Isa Taka Kameh, they brought the table in front of him, and Poros Mapo V'Kidesh Tani Namehochi. Shame of Venus Ashuman and Kane Kidesh. Vim Havi Peres Mapu Mekadesh. That's the point. Now, I mean, he's going to go further on the question of about beginning, when they begin and when they don't begin and so forth. But without going any further, in order not to extend it too much, let's take a look at how the Rav Alphas learns through this whole Gemara. That sheep. In our sheet, it's number 4. So, if you jump down, there we have it, the underline, where the Rav Alphas has already brought down the Gemara's Kacha, from Ave Shabbos and Ave Yom Tovim, as opposed to Pesach. What's the difference? So, the Rav Alphas says very simply, as because the Gemara brought the Machlekes, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about eating Erev Shabbos, what do you do? Rabbi Yossi said, Eichel v'heilach ha-shetefsha. V'hilvaser k'Rabbi Yossi. V'kaimalon ha-lohik Rabbi Yossi mi-chaveiro. In other words, that's been Klali Ashash. That's the day he's considered the one you pass. U'masnisen y'aveh b'sochim d'ivei ha-kori. D'meide Rabbi Yossi b'erev ha-pesa m'shum chiyuv v'damasa. He was a Sheva Master. So that's like Rav Huna's Ukimta, that Rav Huna says. Well, the Abba Shabbos is Rav Yami Tayyim. Hecha, we're now on 5. Hecha, now here's a very important thing which has aroused controversy amongst some of the Rishayim. Hecha, the Atzmalei, where he started the meal. He's a Mekame Teisha Shor. The insha before the ninth hour, the insha lay the sudase and the meal extended. The meal extended way down into the afternoon, to the evening. Ad the kodesh yom. You see, it's getting dark. It's coming Shabbos. Toras lay la mapa ba shulchan umekadesh. The harder gomelay the sudase. doesn't say anything about davening, about anything, and so forth. Just says, Chorus Mapa Makadish. Yesanya, Mashikin, the Shabbos, the Zivu, and Yehuda. Reb Yisrael and Eim Mashikin. Well, then he brings the Maisiv of the Shimon Gamliel, Reb Yisrael, Reb Yehuda, going to Suba and the Akko, the Kiddush Shalem Ayayim, Omelo, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Yisrael, the Saints Chanatsik, the Nechel, the Zivu, Reb Yehuda, Chadereno. So he quotes the whole Gemara, which he does in many places. He says, "Lo nafsik." He already adds words into the Gemara. Here's the Rav Alfus. You know, he's not just one that just strips the Gemara into certain bare essentials, he's a Mephorish. The Eike et HaShulchan Umekadish. The Ahaka Gema Sudoso. The Lok Reb Yaisi is on the Gema Sudoso the Ahaka Mekadish. El Apeles Mapa, this is what you do, Umekadish. The Ahaka, now here's where the whole controversy started. Remember, the people were in the middle of a big Suda. The Suda. Obviously, it was a Suda Smitsa of sorts, otherwise they wouldn't have gotten involved in that. And here he says, once it becomes Teres Mapu Mekadesh, he says, you have to keep eating. But what do you do before you keep eating? He says the following, Mekadesh Rahakah Shorei HaMeitzi. He makes a Meitzi. Now, immediately asked the question, did they bench?
No.
So how is it that in one meal, you're making two Meitzis? And we'll see who asked that Kasha. That's see the Balamor. Shortly, in a moment. The Gomal is Sudase, Umavurah Birchas HaMotan. And then you bench. He doesn't say what you say in the benching, because in this case he's not talking about specifically Purim and so forth, it could be the Bina Sudas Mitzvah. So you don't have to say anything particularly special that will have to do with the Yom that might be a contradiction to that. So it probably, obviously, is going to say what they, because it's Shabbos. And then he brings a Baisa. Tanya got to say to Shmuel, V'shovin she'mevi'en et ha'shuvah l'mken kiddush, v'in hevi peres mapo mekaddush, v'hani miwe l'kiddush, ha'lav dolei n'amashik. He's talking about going from Shabbos Shudas into the Motoi Shabbos, ki debinu l'meim l'kamon. That's what he's saying. Now, let's take a look. They're right, the Ran, right on the Zahana on the lips here, right in the same dot that we have it underlined on the right side there. So, about where he says that if you want to, if the Peres Mapa, the Mekadesh, the Shorei HaMeitzi, you begin with a Meitzi. So, rather than going through the extensive, not only little letters to an extensive discussion of the Balamor, the Ran gives us a sequence, gives us a summation.
What does the word Shorei mean?
Begin.
Begin?
Yeah, it means to begin. It means to open up, to be matir. That's the idea. Sure. So the idea, you're matir, the act of eating now, you know. That's the whole point. Okay. Now, Rahakach, Shorei, HaMeitzi, Umagor, Birat, HaMotin. Roshan, Arav, Alfasi, Zahu. The Hikshar, Abenu, Zerachi, HaLevi, that's the Balamor, all of on the Rav Alfas. In Isa the Shorei HaMeitzi, Av Birchas HaMazon, Nami Hoya Tzora Mekame the Shorei Lei. I mean, he should have benched before. I mean, why is he making a Meitzi now? It seems implied that the previous meal is finished. So how do you finish a meal? You bench. Now you have a new meal. You're going into Shabbos, so you make a Meitzi. So how is it he doesn't say anything about benching? Where is it possible? That's what his kasha, main kasha. Because after the Shabbos meal, you're like, Birchas HaMazon, and you said two times HaMazon.
He's asking the question backwards.
Well, yeah, that's right.
We ask, why do you make
the Meitzi
twice?
So he says, why is there going to be a Birchas HaMazon for the two Meitzi?
But if this is a Sudas Mitzvah, possibly made a Borekli Agafen earlier, too.
Well, that's a good point. We'll see about that. Now, I will go back to the question that I raised before, when he's Peyrus Mapa with Mekadesh, does he have to say Beri Priya Goffin as far as the Kiddush is concerned? The Beri Priya Goffin he probably said earlier. He made it online, especially when they will say on Purim. He certainly did it. So Taiva is the Ksui the Puria. Yeah, he had to drink some wine, otherwise not a chalik in the kiyum of the Suda of that. So that you could be dispensed with, as far as that, according to some. But let's get to this Maitse here. The other days, Ramashal Amaitse, the Kavenshin, the Tzorach, Gwachala Mafreya, Alma Lekibe Hoda. So, and he's saying this. So, if you don't need a bracha, in other words, if you're not benching, so what are you doing now? You're continuing the meal. So, that's why he's saying, So, the Ran says, Malav Kushi. So, this can't kasha. So, Ika Nimlach, he brings, he's going to bring a raya from the foolish Gemara, that where you're not expecting, you say where you, I literally, it means like you change your mind or the change of a situation, you'll see exactly what he's referring to, we're close to Gemara Chulam. No, Ika Nimlach, the Mavarach, I'll call case for case, Lechatkila, Kedi Isa Lechamon. So, that's one of the shilas by the Seder. Why do we make a separate bracha? Because we already did it, and that's the machlekes of the v'shenim, and where it ends up the very strange situation where the rosh. I mean, I don't want to run ahead, but it's one of the strange anomalies between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. So where the rosh says you don't have to make a bracha on each one. That's where the mechaber passes, and Rambam says you make a bracha on each, and that's the way Ashkenazim passes. So they're very strange. But anyhow, but that's the problem of you already made very clear bracha. So why on the first on Kiddush do I have to make it on the second case? So that's the Rush's logic. So here he's talking about a case. The I'll call case with case with Hashkiz. These are the come on. The Eina Nir Shei Mevor Bracha Lamech Sufreya. So it only seems that he only made the birchas on Muslim after everything. It's not only talking about cases, but also could be about eating bread, pas. Where do we find such a case? The Nimlach. We are talking about Hashamas. You have a servant, a Jewish servant, and he's serving the meal and so forth. So, what do you do? Mevorech, and people give him a kosh from the meal. You know, you can't, you leave a shamash not eating. You have to, you know, Mevorech, I'll call case for case. I'll call pusa for pusa. Because the main idea is, he doesn't know whether he's going to get another kosh. So, that's like Nimla. So, on each time he gets one, he makes a bracha. The same thing is going to be with pot. So, the Gemara challenges the time you eat it. The low alcohol case with case, or below alcohol plusa with plusa, but not on pash. What's the difference? So the Gemara answers there, Mishane, or the Ika Adam Choshev, or the Leka Adam Choshev. Meaning the way it's explained in the Gemara, where Rashi explains there in Chulun, if there's an Adam Choshev, the Shamus knows he's going to get another, portion and so forth. But where it's not an Adam Choshev, it's always been a problem of Nimach. Whether he's going to get or not. But on Alma, the Dina, the Nimla, Chafila, the Pasi. The Dina applies even not only by cases of Yayin, but even by Pas. So it doesn't make any sense that for every Pusa, he's going to bench on every one before the next one. That's what he's saying. So that's why the Rav Alpha says over here that it's shy of to make a Maisi. Because it's like a new thing, but nevertheless, the benching later will cover both situations. That's the way he gives that particular ruling. Now, what you have further is here. Oh, I'm sorry. You have further now both the tour and the Narachayim. Now, where is this in Narachayim mentioned? Actually, you have, before the tour brings it down, brings all of this down, so just take a look. See, I'm just saying that. If you take a look on the side, in the Shilte Gevurim, you see other teachers that deal whether they're accepting the Rav Alfus or not here. He brings, Eich Aleph, he says, Smug, Kotov. He writes, the Be'er of Shabbos, Ve'erev yontov yochol ahatzul lechol mitesha shorosu lamayla ad shetechshach. Ve'radeinu kotov, he means Radeinu means Rav Alpes. Ve'erev shabbos erev yontov teicho di asfil mikam mitesha shor. He had to start before, he said, ahatzil he should not. He should not start after the Pesach Shoros. Is mashma yilo shori lashuri lecho gam be'erev shabbos erev yontov ela mikam mitesha shor. Before that. Lechem, Kosov, Halochas Gedelus, Kedivir Adenu. On the Maimon, the means of Rambam, probably, Terek in Chavtet Nehu Shabbos, Halochalaman, Nehu Shabbos, the Torah of Chaim, to Rezaim, Nira Kedivir Smag. They're talking like the Smag that he could even start there, Mitesha Shor Sulamayla, even for that particular time. So that's just a question of as far as starting in. Now, you turn to the next daf, and run off over here, you have the Rosh. Now, the Rosh here is really, I would say, gigantic. As a general mahalach, when if you learn the Rosh as a Pesach, and every Masista, where he always follows, practically always, the Nusach of the Rav Alpes. Sometimes he has a comment on it, sometimes he just quotes them verbatim. Here he has a whole adichus going back and forth here, and he has certain few questions that he asks. Actually, here, I drew the line on the side, but just on one particular part, where he asked, Tema hu aloshen rif. That's the Rav Alpes. Shekosa, right up over here. Loshen rif. Shemeida Rav Yesi be'er of HaPesach or Yatsu b'sudim and take the shores from Ireland. Alma Nesriya le Rav Yesi be'er of Shabbos shori af lahatzil upotik aloha kameise. V'horger, and after that, and this is the question he's asking on the Rav Alpes. Su kama the Abbe Shabbos is the Yomim Tevin, Hecha the Askelei, Mikame Tesha Shores, the Imshechlei. I mind not that why did he use the expression Mikame Tesha Shores, before the Tesha Shores? The Ramban Kosel, Shemosa Behilus Rav Alpes, Zal, Meduyekis Hecha the Askel Mikame the Kodesh Yema, that he started before the Kodesh Yom, before it became Shabbos. That's all he says. He didn't mention any particular hour. He said before Shabbos started, which seems to be at a very late hour. Avo, he says, Bahil Halon is Gedeus, Kosavin Tesha Shores, the Miley Shapsa, Umayla Yema Tava, Lo Mitboy, Leila Inish, Mitzvah Bisudot. A person should not start at that time, the Sanya Lo Yehulodim. Rafil Rab Yesi Lo Ama Ela Di'i Akshil. In other words, if the Ebed Mice, if it happened, is Lo Mafsi. Aber Chatzila lo Yachil. He says, well, lesser, that it doesn't come out that way. I mean, that it's only a de'evit situation. There's a machlekes. But Rav Yesi says, there's no problem. You can Chatzila start. Rav Yesi, surely, af lahatzil. So he brings here Rabbeinu Yeshaya Mitani. One of the Rishayna, Hevi Raya, Vadiva, Allah of Gedalus, Mida Yitzhak Leila, Rav Yechlin, Lissa, Allah of Yesi, Rav Shabbos, only Lahapsaka. The cloud of Osvir, like Kavasei, the Haskola, that doesn't hold like him when it comes to starting. The Sava Kavasei, Haskola, if Lahatil is Mutter, to start later, surely, Koshen, Saint Sora Lahapsi. El Shman, you know, Dafka, the Hapsaka, plus the Kavasei, below the Haskola. So that rush is going back and forth. There's a very lengthy rush where he goes with a lot of diyukim in the Gemara. But for the interest of time, what I did was, we ran off, I just quoted, I didn't run it off here, but we have, there is the Piskei HaRosh. The Piskei HaRosh at the end, I didn't run it off on these sheets, but the Piskei HaRosh summarizes. And who is the Piskei HaRosh? It's not the Rosh. It's the Balaturin. It's his son, Rabbeinu Yaakov Balaturin. It's a known fact. Who is the Piskei HaRosh? That's Rabbeinu Yanku Balaturin, who summarizes the psukim of his father. Just like in the Torah, many times he brings different opinions, and he says, Avol Avi Adeni HaRazal, disagrees, or is maskim, whatever he does. So here, let me give you the summary of the Piskei HaRosh. The Piskei HaRosh says the following, and this summarizes how the Rosh holds in this whole thing with the Havaltas, whether it's how far do you pass them, like Reb Yossi or so. So he says this, the Le'inyan HaPsoka, when it comes to, you say you're in the middle of the Suda, Heicha Shehishchil Lecho Beheta. But let's say he started to eat at the proper time, early enough. Again, the Erev HaPesach, so if it's Erev Pesach, it has to be Kedem Shor Asiris, before the Shor Asiris, or B'Shah Yamin Tevim, Afila Acha Shor Asiris. And what happened was, Umashcha, but the Suda
stretched
out. Umashcha Sudasa Adalaila, Tosek Rajbam, the Erev HaPesach, Mafsik Sudasa, the Ekeret Ashuchan, the Rav Birat Amazah. You have to stop, bench. Mekadesh, Mekadesh in supply, you're going right into a Seder. And they talk about that Mekadesh, the Arakach, the Gamer Sudotza, he's going to finish his Suda. Well, he doesn't go into the details of how, you know, which is rather awkward. How is it, as I say, be part of the Seder. How is it, that's what he mentions. And then he says of the Shabbos, the Yom Tovim, Peres Mapo Mekadesh, the Emser, Hatsuda, the Chazer, the Gemma Sudase, the Rab Alpes, Bain Pesa, Bain Shar Yamin Tevin. This is all a digest of the Psukim of the Rosh according to the Balaturi. Sage Bahrisis Mapa, Bain Sor Lahasi. You don't have to, you have to keep going. Uze Hiskim, and here's where he says, the Hiskim. This is my father's sack, he's saying. Ushishaperis mapa, klotzav haravaltis, shivavorek. Now, what do you do if you cover, right? You see it's Shabbos. You take, you cover over the two loaves, the Mishnah, mavorek hamesi. Like the Ravaltis said, you make another mesi. The gema sudase. Abu Hayyan and Sorf Lavorah. Remember we're talking about it. He's the lion, you don't have to make the brother. The Yesh Aimim Shagam Al Hayyan and Sorf Lavorah. There's a difference of opinion. The Yesh Aimim Shagam Al Meisi and Sorf Lavorah. That would be the Balabor. The Adeni Ovi, he's king, the Svorah Rishayna. He's masking to the first Svorah, that with the Rav Alpes, that you have to make the Meisi. But they're probably on the line, you don't have to do that. What?
So we have a dinner of bunnies, a shale on the yayin, but the kids
have
to be on the
yayin. Yeah, ain't on that. Yeah, but that's no question. But you can, you know, the Gemara says he's Khabiba Le Ritzka. If he likes pot, better wine, he's Mekadish on that. That's all. You know, the Ika Kiddish Bechlal is Kiddish Bezboi. The Rambam spells it out. You bring in Shabbos, Midraisa, Kiddush B'Dvorim. You know? Yeah, the Rabbon is a Chayel HaYayin. Space is the base, how much of the, is it a real, is it a, because they, is it their Samachta, you know, Arkein Yivor, Yom HaShabbos Yikacheo, is a Chayel HaYayin, is that a Drosh HaGemura, is it only a Samachta, and so forth. But that's part of the debate when it comes to that. Now, the Torah also brings down all of these particular days further on. Now, what is the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem Tes? We have the Shulchan Aruch. I think I ran that off. Yeah. Use the 8. The Shulchan Aruch, it will be, you'll have, and it's also in the Geir Tepurim. We're still dealing with a Sulis Mitzvah Erev Shabbos. So in Simen Reish Mem Tes, which is fairly in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, you have here, there you see the Mechaber. See face. also l'gvora be'el Shabbos Suda u'mishne. She'ein rogo b'yimei apol. La'afile hi, so that's Sama Suda. You want to have a party. Sama, Friday, Friday. He says, you shouldn't do that. La'afile hi Suda's Eilison, mitnei kvei ha-Shabbos, yukon ze-Shabbos, kishiv to'ev lechol, v'vol ha-yayim b'klala isa. The Suda she's mana el Shabbos. Again, brief Mila opinion of Ben Mutter. Cain nearly, that's what Ramah says, the Cain Haminig Toshu. The Lecho, then he says, the Lecho, the Rishkais, look at number 9. The Likvi is Sudr, I feel the Sudr Shavagobo the Fol, for I hear him Mutter Lahatsum in Adin. I will Mitzel Himanam in the Kvorot Sudr, Shinoga Bechol, Mitesha Shor Sulamayla. So, you know, from that particular time, there should not be any type of a suda regardless. He seems to include almost everything in that. Now, the...
There's everything
what?
There's everything to be the Maskanah of the
Mitzvah. Well, but he's just saying it's better. He says, Mitzvah Lihimana. In other words, if you possibly can avoid it, you want to deal with the integrity of Shabbos as being a time of Yukonishi to Saba. No one denies that principle, but the principle, for the ideas, supposed that it had to be done, it was done, what do you do? That the Gemara was always looking at it almost like it's a heavy thing. In fact, now you see something, there's an extensive Bir Halacha here on this whole Inan by the Chofetz Chaim Zalman, and Mishnah Berurah, but I underline was something that he mentions in Negeiah Tepura. The Da, look where you see it in the middle. Mm-hmm. The Mash, Ahavi, Amorgan, Avon, Meshem, Abach, the Mitzvah, Hatsul, Kedem, Tisha, Tisha, Shor, so before us, the Kamon, the Simon, Tov, Reit, Sarekei, Bahagor, the Inyan, Surah, Spur. This is, I spotted this here. And, El, the Yasim, is there, I am Shom. And look a little further. The Lapelos, Ahavi, Zemi, Abach, the Chaymuch, Shom, Bahagor, the Pshita, Reit, Dabba, Zer, I am Shom. The Nuva, Lilma, the Inyanenu, Lashom. The be'eved yochel lasos. Listen, the be'eved yochel lasos sudas purim. I feel it mean amin kolamayim. You can do that. So this is a very critical point when we talk about things of lachatil and be'eved. Suppose you have a situation. I mean, I have to look at it if I have to pass in a shayla. And this is being done now. I want you to know that. You take practical basis. Let's say this Friday, you have people. Those all the say people are at work. And they're doing a full day. You're going to tell them, you know, it's Erev Shabbos too. Like this, a regular Purim day, they can come pretty late. As long as they start the Suda before it gets dark, and then they run it out. That's what it's normally done. In fact, they say a Teretz for that. Why they wait so long? Because Terudim B'Shalach Modus. You know, Terudim and all those particular things. But here you're talking about here, Erev Shabbos, where you have a barrier. What's the barrier? Shelo Yekones into the Shabbos. He's going to be stuffed. I mean, he just had a big, nice meal, and how is he going to get into that? So that's why the Ramah says Shachris, but you can't do a Shachris. So what we have here is a circumstances which I would say where people might not even do a Suda's Purim. They might not even do a Suda's Purim. If you don't give them a leeway within the guidelines of Halacha to start before Shabbos and to get into a Suda before Shabbos, they're not going to have really a Suda's Purim. So that's why there are some places I know of a certain community where they're faced with this problem. They're realistic. And basically it's an observant community, but they can't do something in the morning or early, you know, all the professionals, all the people who work in offices and plants, I don't have to describe to what it is. So they're having a public Suda's Purim before, early enough, not the 2 minutes before Shabbos is, but within an hour, like, to get the Suda's Purim, and it's so successful, they say they're sold out. They have that. But they have different shilas. Now, what do? There they come to the problem of Peiris, Mapa, and Mekadesh. They do that. And the question of benching, the question of Alanising, and also the Tzei. And what about davening, the davening of Shabbos? Now, here, you have the Morgan Avraham states and it's also digested in the Mishnah Berurah Tov Reis Tzadik Hei. But the Malkum Avraham says, when, let's say, Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, he finds that he says he found a Mordechai, the Daily Rishayim, and the Mordechai's quote is that on a Klaf Yoshan, on an old manuscript, let me see, you get the exact Lushan that he has. Here is the Lushan. Here is the Lushan of the Morgan Avon. Matsosi Kosu Mordechai, he's saying, Kosu the Klaf, in an old man, an old parchment, for your Eichel Sunnis Purim, the heir of Shabbos, Yispaleel, the Yitreis Matzov Yekadesh. He says, there he prays to Davin. And then, it was a Matzov Yekadesh. And then what? And then he says, it was a Birnus Amoz Yekadesh. It was a Mozum. Birnus Amozum, what should he do? Yema Alanisi. He'll be able to have the Alanisi there because he didn't Davin Mayer yet. That's what, I mean, that's a very strange. If he says Yispaleel, it means he did. So how could that be? Yeah, so that's why the Morgan Avraham rejects that. That over Mate Mesha and over Ninhogin Kosvu, Hoyobolo is Palo Avis, Mashma Deini Spalo Shu, Eina Ema Alanisim. Once you're down in Nile, it's over. That's it. He's saying, the same Kosov Ashlo, Umaril, the Chuva Simonunvav. The same Nirali, so what does he say? The Morgan Avraham the Eitzah? She Yavoreh Birchus HaMozen Tchila, the Ahakach Yispal. In other words, if he says Birchus HaMozen Tchila, he has Alan Nisi. Then they should dab in the Mayot, and then they could keep going with the Shabbos. The Reitzi Asma B'Pluchta. The Gam Lo Yishtaker. Don't get so tipsy, the Lo Yavoreh Birchus HaMozen won't be able to make the Birchus HaMozen. So that's what he makes.
What about Kiddush?
Well, that's the whole point. Because he says the Peres Mapa Mekadesh doesn't seem to interfere, that the Kiddush does not make a full chalais as far as removing the Alanisim. It's the Mayor that does it. You know, it has a very extensive.
Kiddush is Kabbalah Shabbos, huh?
Yeah, but
either the Kiddush of the Shabbos.
You know, but it's still not considered as, because we're looking at the day. We're looking at the particular day. Since the Suda that you're considering is still an extension from what was before, and that Suda was the day, so there's always a debate, you know, whether you go after what's now or the Tchilas HaSuda.
Right.
So if the Tchilas HaSuda was the name, majorly, you still could say Alanisim. The whole problem is, can you say or say? So that's the problem. And Mr. Brewer even talks about that in Tav Reis Tzadik Hei, where he says, here in this case, that's what he says. If he was mispalel beforehand, ain't a kedai lahaskir achakach alanisim b'divas amos. Once you've daven the mayos, it's over. And then he first says it. So he has here, Eimer Alanisim, the Birchus HaMozen, and so forth, when he's talking about the Deen. So Yesh Eimer, Dafka Bishalo, his power obvious that die. That's on any Purim. Like, let's say poor people are sitting in the Purim Suda, and it gets in dark. Forget about Shabbos. And people say, let's go down in Nayav now, and we'll continue the Suda. Once you dive in Nayav, you can't say Alanisim. That's the point. That's the Abba Mishi, his power, Shuvan Eimer Alanisim, Yesh Eimer. The Bechol God makes. Some say it doesn't matter. Even, okay. So, Al-Kain, Yanokon, Shi'avur, Birchas HaMozen, Kainim, Shi'ispalo, Lahetzi, Atzmo, Miklukta. That's what he wants to say. Vimleitza, Rinsa, Takona, Shi'ispalo, Tzach. Now he talks about, let's say they want to go to a minion, Bereitza, Knesset, Kedaka, Tomi, Nir, Shi'agia, Zman, Belaila, Yavur, Birchas HaMozen, Liyem, Alanisim. Yet, as if to say, get the Alanisim under your belt. The Yehuda based on Knesset is followed. Ah, God, you have a level of Lishnas, the Lishmer Hoyt, as far as the continuing as far as Purim. So, a mitzvah is simply Shnei Yomi. But the question is, what about in Shabbos? I mean, you want to fulfill the Shabbos meal. There's some are not Cheshish for the Tati the Satsang. So, some will say that if you bench later, since a good part of the Suda was the Yain, you'll say both, although it's a Tati the Saturday. But fundamentally, it would seem that the opinion is not that particular way. And the Shari Chula, they bring Puskin that say that are not gracious with the Tati the Saturday. They should say both the Alanisi and would say it. That's what's ever benching. But the best Aitza is to bench first to get that Suda with the Alanisi, then you can continue. Though the main question is, if Peres Mapa Mekadosh, you made Kiddush, isn't that full-fledged Shabbos? That's the whole thing. But it seems that the main thing to change the nature of the day is the Mayos, is the Tfilas Arvis. That means that the previous day is over with, so you can't do Alanisi.
The halacha would be, let's say you davened early.
Right.
Shabbos early.
Yeah, this is.
And you didn't say Mayos.
That's right.
And now you go in the meal, you're going to say Rifei.
Yeah, that's right. Because there they answer, because there's a deed of Tosefes Shabbos. By Tosefes Shabbos, you can do that. Because regardless, even if it's Mama's day.
Then there's no Tati Shabbos.
Yeah,
Shabbos, and
it's before. Yeah, well, that's the point. That's what the others argue, and say then mention that particular point. But if it's a regular Purim and you go and daven Ma'ariv, you can't say any Alanisim anymore. You're ready. It's the night. It's absolutely dark.
But we know that if you have Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, meaning on Saturday night, and you continue.
There's the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Pei Ches, when he's talking about the Yad of the Yavo and all of the debate, he paskins categorically. Basar Tchila Suda. You always go. In other words, if you're sitting in the Shalom, you don't say Yad of the Yavo.
Right.
You will not say it.
Right.
He said, I even say, I feel like Chatzay Talayla. It doesn't matter.
Right. Right.
Just continue with it's a part of the extension of the Shabbos. You don't, yeah, but there's a Machlekes. Others say that you will. You will say the Yad of the Yavo. Yeah, some say that you say both. Because B'Metzias it is. So that we have to try to avoid that it should not be a Tati the Sashi.
A lot of party Yachronim go according to the Rif and the Rush.
Well, you know who mentions this.
Right.
I have my son bought me a safer recently. It's a safer I'm a sister, but it's written by a Bala Roar. One of Rabbi Yashiv's sons-in-law is the Rav Zilberstein. See, the famous one that everybody knows is Chaim Kanevsky.
Right.
But there's a Rav Zilberstein who seems to be a lot of Gadol. So he has a sefer called Chamudei Kesef, you know, silver. So he's, I'm sucking, but it's the type of sefer where as he goes through the Gemara, he brings mitzvahs. In other words, Ugdus. So, and this Gemara I'm talking, he talks about Purim. So he says the Sfardim, and he quotes the Naam Itzar, famous one,
right.
that's what they do. That they all, Peres Mapa and all of that. That's what he did. Right. That. All right, wish everybody a prayer for Purim.
I heard someone say,
what was that? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you can't do it any other way, that's what people should do. Say it's Mapa Mikadosh, but the best thing would be to have bench before that to say the Alanisi, and then you won't get into the other problem.
And continue. I heard that someone asked the question.
In other words, if you can't do it any other way, and it's late, you start your tutor before Shabbos, and you get
it fine.
Has left the conference.
Say with my friend,
I didn't get
him off.
How do you set it up?
Say with my friend, I'm a cadre. But before you do that,
Chicago Rabbinical Council has left the conference.
Mark Wiener
has left the conference.